Okay, so today is January 26, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 129, Arm Circles with Lifting the Head. So it's kind of a strange title. I think my battery's going to be okay here. Anyways, it's connected to last week's, for those of you that were here last week. So it's kind of a continuation. So begin lying on your back. So I'm going to just describe movements.
Okay.
And you just follow. And why don't you take off your glasses? You'll be more comfortable. And mainly you just listen. Mm-hmm. And to the language of me describing something to do. And then it's all about you feeling what you do. How, what am I doing? How does this feel? And then how is it connected to the rest of myself? It's a very different class than you probably have ever experienced. Yes. Yeah, this is completely different. So anyways, take a moment. How we start is just sensing how you lie on the floor today on your back. And really bring some awareness and attention up to first your head. Sensing what part of the back of your head is touching on the floor. And then noticing your neck today. And sometimes it's hard, especially with our head, as you guys have noticed with these lessons, to know exactly where our head is in space. So if you feel like doing a small movement of tilting your head, and you're going to tilt. So this is not turning, it's tilting. So that means you take the chin away from the chest, maybe a little more towards the ceiling, and then you bring it back in towards the chest. And by doing this range, you discover where your place is. And sometimes we're just not aware that maybe we are a person that's pulling our chin more into our chest, but we didn't even know it. And how you know it is as you move your chin away from your chest, you're like, oh, this is different. Wow, when I take my chin away, this feels, huh. So it's one of the areas that we've kind of started working on that we are less familiar with sensing. And then just settle into where home is. I call it home. It's your home, right? It's your comfort zone. And there's nothing wrong with it, good, bad, or wrong, right? But it's where you have placed yourself that you're most at ease, and you just come to know where that is. Okay. And then from that, the next movement is you're going to lift your head as if to look at your feet. And it's just that's it. And then go back down. So we never hold it, but so it's a movement. And just feel, how do you do that? I don't want to give you too much instruction yet. I just want you to feel, does your head feel really heavy? Is it just your head moving? And what happens with your chin? Does your chin stay forward, or does it actually come into the chest? And maybe try both so that you notice what the difference is. Is one easier? Good. Okay, pause. So the next movement is, let's see if this makes it a little easier. So the next movement would be is as you begin to lift your head, indeed, allow your chin to come a little bit more down towards your chest and let your chest fold as well. So in some regards, your chest is moving away from the chin as it softens, as your chin comes towards the chest. So they keep a relative distance from each other. Does that make sense? Right? So you let the chin, it does drop down a little bit towards the chest, but at the same time, the chest is folding. And does that make the head a little bit lighter? Oh, doesn't it? Yeah, it's amazing. Great. Okay. Perfect. And let that go and rest. And now let's begin to go the other direction. So we're going to kind of play back and forth between these two directions. So the other direction would be taking your chin away from your chest. And I like to think of it that you're pressing kind of the top of your head into the floor, right? So if you do that, your chest lifts and your spine lifts. That's nice, Janelle. There you go, Julie. And we've done this, some of you know we've done this movement before. So can you see this is almost like the direct opposite? And you want to think of the movement exactly the same, that there's this relativeness between the chin and the chest, okay? So as you take the chin away, the chest is lifting. Because if you just take the chin away and you don't have the chest lift, you'll shorten the neck. You'll feel not very happy on your neck. You can try it, because it's always good to know. I don't want to say that's the wrong way, but you want to know what the consequence is of doing it that way. That's maybe a better way of saying it. So if you just tilt the chin and don't move the chest at all, you actually create shortness in the neck. Does that make sense? But when the chest lifts, it connects the thoracic part of the spine. So go the other way, Sind. So tilt the chin away. Nope, way back. And lift the chest way high. Chest high. Your whole back up. More. 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 I know you can do it. So a rodent can go underneath you. Well, it's about the right size, right? What other animal can I suggest?
Snake.
No. I don't know. Somehow rodents is a little softer for me. A snake or a mouse could go down your shirt. Cause lots of trouble then. That's better. So your chest, it's like it pops up towards the ceiling. Or another way of thinking of it is if I attach something to your chest, see if you can lift a little bit more. There you go. And trust your head. Yeah, look, you can put all your weight on your head. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And it holds everything up. Yeah. So use your head to really press, and that helps pop the chest up. Great. Okay. Good. Let that rest for a minute. Okay, and let's try the first movement and see if that's different now. So that movement was to lift your head and soften your chest. So remember, as you look forward, your chin drops a little bit, but so does your chest. It folds and softens. And see if that's a little softer and easier. So one of the things that you notice is that by going the other way, right, this is easier now. Right? Your head became lighter. It's always interesting. So the lightness is because more of you is organized. Things get lighter and easier. Yeah. Okay. And let that go and rest again on your back. Okay, so please roll over onto your stomach now. And once you're on your stomach, if you can put your like forehead down, so your face is in the center. Your arms are up by your, kind of by your face. Perfect, Janelle. So your elbows are kind of down by your side and your hands are by your foot. Perfect. Yeah, almost as if you were going to do like a yoga posture like a cobra, but you're not going to. So from here, the first direction we're going to do is like the first direction we did on your back, is to start to look down. So it's the same movement. You're going to look towards your feet, but you're on your stomach. So you curl your chin, and you actually bring more pressure onto your forehead, right? Because we flipped over, and your back lifts away from the floor, right? Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Way to go, Cindy. Nice. So, Janelle, think a little bit more of rounding instead of pressing with your hands. Less with your hands. Yeah, and more with, yeah, let your forehead lift this. There you go. Like, we're afraid to trust. You're doing good. Yeah. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and can you trust that this can press into the floor? There you go. It's stronger than you think. Yeah, that's new for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if anybody's had any neck issues. So you can press your head, go back down, go back all the way down. There you go. And now just tuck. There you go. So you want to see your toes. You stretch your eyes and keep pressing, and then this lifts up. There! Mm-hmm. From the pressure here.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yep.
And see if this can come a little higher in my hand. So it's like a, not from the shoulders, but the spot. There you go. That lifts because that's connected to your head.
Mm-hmm.
And now let it go. And then do it again. And then the next time you let it go, you start to scoop. I like that word. You scoop your chin, once you hit neutral, away from you, as if you're going to start to look at the wall in front of you. That's it. And let your chest come with you. That's it. So that's where you're going to feel it's like a cobra. And then go back down. But it's not about making a big movement. It's about you feeling what you're doing. And so do those two movements together. So tuck under, come under the forehead and feel the middle of the back pops up, right? You're rounding the chest. It's like your chest becomes concave. And you slowly come out of that. And as you scoop the chin away from you, the head lifts and the spine sinks and the chest pushes out forward. And that's good. And then you slowly reverse it. Nice, Julie. Boy, you're really getting it. It's actually a really nice... That's it, Cindy. You guys kind of look like snakes now. No, but you know, you have... You all, that's it, Janelle, are very elegant. And especially... in your transition, like when you have the back puffed up and then you let it come down through and sink. Really, really nice. And as you do the movement maybe once or twice more, just really notice for yourself the quality that you do the movement, and really pay attention to, it's this movement in the head, the chin coming away that kind of directs things, but your chest has to follow so that the neck is always staying long. You're never pinching the neck. Pinching the neck would be just lifting the chin away from the chest and no movement in the chest, right? Really good. Okay, and then just pause and rest. And now this time, lengthen your arms up by your head. So they're long and a little bit wide. We're just going to change the arms. That's it. And we're just going to notice how this affects that part of your spine in between the shoulder blades and maybe a little bit lower. So start the same movement. Let's do the tucking under. That's it. Looking down towards the toes, the back lifts, and then you start to sink. The chin moves away from the chest, and then that's it. Beautiful. So as you lift the head and the chest comes forward, the arms pull away from the floor. Yeah, you guys are doing that great. They just kind of slide. They don't lift, but it's a slither. We're definitely snakes today. That's it, Janelle. You feel how they just slide up? Beautiful. That's it. So where, when you're there, okay, let this lift up more, more, more. There, that's the sliding. Like that.
Okay, I get it.
But not because you're using the arms, because this is lifting. Beautiful. And then slide back down. And then tuck under, and then this lifts, beautiful. And then that's enough. And then go back the other way, and then lift and let that chest come forward. There, yeah. Okay. And notice, it's really quite a powerful movement. Like you probably didn't know that you were this powerful, right? Yeah, okay. Now let's let that go and go ahead and roll back onto your back. And just notice how you're breathing and what effects being on your stomach had for you. Maybe you lie a little differently now. And now let's begin with the taking your head back first, change you a little bit, and really think of pressing the top of your head, lifting that chest, and then even if you want to open your eyes so that you can look at the back of the room. So really use your eyes this time, and really use your head. So really feel it's safe to put all this weight on your head. And now notice how your belly comes really far forward. That's it. But it's really safe. And it's just an unusual experience for us, unless we're doing headstands, to feel that our head is so strong and solid for our spine. We're usually not putting pressure on our head. That's it. And so do the movement just a couple more times, and really beautiful, Janelle. Have this emphasis, again, the chin and the chest. So as the chin comes back, that chest pops up. You pop it up, make it really big. And then your eyes look towards the back of the room. That's it, Cindy. And you really feel how the belly comes forward, right? The rib cage and everything. Right, it's almost like you're doing a, it's a big arch, right? But so often when we do, okay, pause and rest. So sometimes like if we're on our knees, why can't I come to the name? Camel. But you know, so if you're standing on your knees doing that yoga posture with camel, you often feel like your neck is going to scrunch up, right? Because you don't have the pressure on your head to keep the length in the neck, so the head just falls back. Okay, now let's go to the first movement, which is to lift your head, bring your chin in towards your chest, but your chest softens. You're going to look towards your feet. Your arms are down by your sides, and you might even find that your arms slide forward and you weight bear a little bit on them. And then you go back down and see if you can lift a little higher. Like maybe more of you, even the shoulders could come up. Like how would you eventually come all the way up? And it's just a thought. Doesn't mean to force it. We never force anything here. That's it. Nice, Cindy. There you go, Julie. Okay, and let that go and rest again. Okay, so this next time we're going to alternate those two, but before you start, let's bring your hands as we did last week onto your lower ribs and your waist so we can feel what the lower ribs are doing with these two movements, okay? Because that's where the last piece comes from. So let's start. If you take your head back and you take your chin up towards the ceiling, your chest pops up, your chest comes forward, your ribs, but your belly almost gets long, right? It gets long around those lower ribs. So feel that with your hands. And then as you come back down to neutral, feel the sinking and then lift your head forward to look at your toes. And really let that chest, that's it. So then the ribs go back. And then you go back the other way. So just at your own pace, we're all in a little different sync here, which is fine, is to feel that transition with those lower ribs. Sometimes they move back, and then sometimes they pop forward. There you go. And then lower back down. And now take your head back and your chest up. Up, head back. Press the head into the floor and lift. There you go. There. And see how then the belly and the ribs come forward. Yeah. Good. Okay. Nice. Okay. Let's let it go and rest. If you need an earlier rest before I suggest, just go ahead and take it and then come back to the movement. And if at any time during the lesson, if you're feeling anything in your neck, call me over. We'll see what you're doing. So most likely if you're feeling something, it means you're starting to shorten. And we'll make sure that you keep lengthening.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So roll back over onto your stomach. And this time you're going to come up onto what I call your forearms. So it's like that Sphinx posture, right? There you go. Your hands and elbows are down, but you lift your shoulders in the air. That's perfect, Janelle. So if you want to look at Janelle. So your hands and elbows are down, but your shoulders are up. And if you bring your elbows right under your shoulders so they're not too wide, and a little bit more, Janelle, forward. So, yeah, there, and in tighter, tight. Bring them in under. There you go. You get more support. Now from there, we're going to do the same movement. So you're going to drop your chin, and as you drop the chin, right, the chest pulls in and your back lifts up. It's the same movement we did earlier, but it's a little different. There you go. Beautiful. And then you sink back down. And again, as you sink down, your chin comes away from the chest and you look on the horizon. The room in front of you, that's it. And then as you lift, that's it. You pull the chin and you lift here and then back down. Can you let your feet just relax? There you go. And now tuck your chin and just let this, think of this pulling up. There you go. That's it. You're doing it right, Julie. Not too much. You want to keep the pelvis just relaxed, but since he missed all the earlier stuff, so. So yeah, think of it all in the upper back, in the back. There. That's it. So let's do a couple pause for a second. Just rest on your stomach. And that position's hard. It's harder than people think. The Sphinx. So yeah, let's put some constraints. So as much as possible, let's say you keep your pelvis and your hips down. And then really, let's not go beyond looking at the horizon. That's straight about, because as soon as you go past that, if your chest isn't really mobile, you're going to start to shorten in the neck. Does that make sense? So my attitude is always stop instead of going beyond, and then we don't, because every time you produce the shortening, you know, then we're like trying to undo it again, right? So let's, we'll just avoid that. Okay, so let's try that position again. So your elbows are right under your shoulders and your palms are on the ground. Perfect. Just let your head hang. And then the moment you bring the chin towards your chest a little bit, boom, it's like the chest lifts and you get this big roundness in your spine, in your back. So you actually feel your back gets really wide, but you keep the pelvis down, right? And then you reverse it. So you start to let the spine sink, and it sinks, and then you lift the head to look on the horizon. So that's where you're at the Sphinx pose. But you don't go beyond the horizon. Perfect. And then you, as soon as you lower your head, this lifts. Nope. As soon as you drop your head, and then boom. Push this up. There you go. More, more, more. You can do it. I know you can. That's it. And just let this hang. This is new for you.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Yeah. And then now slowly lift it and let this sink. There. That way is beautiful. Now stop and reverse it. As good as, now lift this. There. Lift this and drop this. I know we're not used to this widening in our back. We are not used to it. You rest for a sec. It's we hold so much tension in between our shoulder blades. Now, before you drop that far, mm-hmm. since you came in later, mm-hmm. lift your head, go to this position. Mm-hmm. Now, very slow. The minute you move, where's your chin? The minute this comes down, this pops into my hand. Push it up. There. So we want more pushing here. Not here. This stays down. This isn't allowed to come up. I want you all to do it here. That's it. See, we're not used to doing that, widening that back. Widen, let this stay down, and now let this sink as the chin sink. There. Now pop this into my hands. There. Now you're getting it, but don't let this help. And now push into my hand. There you go. That's there. There. Okay, so I want you to come all the way up. Remember, start all the way. There you go. Your elbows are down. There you go. Now, as you drop the chin, no, I don't want you to lower that at all. I want you to pull this up there and go like that. And then that. There. You had it before. And then you started low. There you go. Okay. Rest on your backs. Right, so the area in between the shoulder blades tends to get really tight, and this is a really unfamiliar. And very often what we end up doing, like in yoga postures, is pushing the spine more and more forward. But what that actually does is shorten the muscles in the back, where they really need to be widened out. If you have any kind of neck issues, they need to be widened out. Yeah, does that make sense? But we like the feeling of the spine coming in because that opens the front side. But we need, this is opening the back, like we're doing both. You need to open the back, open the front. Does that make sense to everyone, I think? Yeah. Okay, so now let's come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. So we did this last week. And so those that were here last week will remember. And so you're going to bring your hands on your waist here like we did last week. And whichever way is more comfortable. It's actually good to try both ways, you know. We'll try one. So what we did from here, you guys, is you're going to start to round back, that rib motion. So as you take your ribs and you sink the chest, your chin drops into your chest. It's like as if you kept on going, you almost make like your own hammock. If you were to keep on going, you would roll backwards. So Janelle, that's it. I want you to think more backwards. That's it. Julie's got it. So you really round backwards. And then as you come forward, your ribs come forward, your belly pushes out. Guess what? The chest lifts and the chin lifts. So all of it's the same sequence, but you're now sitting. These lessons are so good for you. Okay, so right here, Yeah, you know that spot. So be really attentive. Now round back. That you're good about coming back here, and where you lag in the going back is more up here. And then when you're coming forward, where you stop is here. So really start from here. Get this forward and lift that chest so those shoulder, there you go, so those shoulder blades can come back. Okay? So I'm gonna come around and just kind of guide each one of you. If you feel like you need a break, you can lie down for a moment and then you come back up again. Rests are always good. Yeah, so make it less about your shoulder blades and more about your spine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your chest, more your sternum. And now come back. Yeah. Come back. Yeah, and if you want to shift your hands to your knees, again, it's almost like making a hammock. Now slow down. You're so quick. So right there and right here. More here, more here. And feel how that takes the chin up. You feel that? Not to feel here. But it's in that bra line area. So Janelle, you're leaning too far forward instead of arching. Okay? So round back slowly. You've got that. Now let's just pause it. Don't go so fast. And now bring the belly forward first. There. And now bring this part of your back. How come you bring your belly and you don't bring your back? You're clever. Yeah. So yeah. Almost like you're doing a back bend. That's there, but not with the chin. Let the chin stay here. Okay, now from there round, that's it. Now stop right there and reverse it. So come, bring this forward. This part, yeah, it's that. Even, there you go. Not that, this down, yeah. And now round, that's good. And now push this out. Better, better. Yeah. Yeah, no, but that's better. There you go, better. You're on the right track now. Okay, so round everything like you're gonna just, maybe put your hands here. So think of a hammock. Just back here, press into me. More, round, yeah. But bring back there, like a hammock. That's why I think of a hammock. Oh, okay. Now once you're there, you're gonna start here, right, and bring that belly forward. That's it, and feel this, I know, okay. Isn't that feel nice?
Yeah.
And this is something you can do at home in any chair. You don't have to sit your legs like that. But now round back, beautiful.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and now really think of your chin being the last to move. Let this move first, and then that's it. Like your chin is because this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, that's where the shortening, if we tend to do everything in our neck, and we lose this relationship. And so let this come forward right there. This lifts. There.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You're doing really well considering you just floated in. There. Yeah. So this is really good for you. See if you can round more. So think of coming back into my hand when you round. And come backwards. So I say use your hands as like almost like a hammock, not to be so, see if you, there, let that lower back come back there. Okay, and now you're gonna, that's it. And then, I don't want you to so much lean forward, is tech, yeah. And yeah, take this back. So lift here, there, like that. There, and now round, there you go. And really round down here. That's it, so there you go. What's your name?
Rick.
Hi, Rick. I'm Sharon.
You know my wife, Tom.
Oh! Am I this lucky?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh! Okay. Okay, rest. Very nice of you to rest on your own. Good. Everybody rest on your back and just... So it's so interesting. So... For those of you that are new, what Moshe would do is take a very simple movement, and we're changing the position, and yet it's the same movement, but it feels completely different. And by doing it in different situations, it opens up how things are connecting and relating, and it gets easier and it gets clearer. And all the positions are related to how we move and function in the world. So there's sometimes we bend over, and we want the chest to move with the head, right? Or sometimes we're like reaching up, or we're sitting at the desk and how we fold and we unfold. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And there's always one thing, probably this last position, that he has one movement that's like, in a way, we'll say the hardest. And then it's kind of like climbing a mountain, since we're in the mountains. And it's like then everything is downhill after that. Like when you do the hardest thing asked of you, everything gets easier after that point.
What is the name of the method?
It's called the Feldenkrais method. I know. With all these documentaries going on, I'm like, I talked to a director yesterday, and he said, you need to go talk to more producers, but a film really should be done of his life. He was really an amazing man. So I'm kind of talking and...
But did he do Pilates as well?
Well, he was ahead of Joseph Pilates. He was a little earlier than him, but... they eventually were like, they knew each other and stuff like that. But Pilates is more focused on the breath and like alignment. And Moshe is more interested in movement, how everything's relating. Same with Alexander method. So that method, a lot of singers and theatrical people know, because it's all about standing and finding your voice, opening your voice and standing. But it's very stagnant. And so Moshe always said, well, he came to this place of like, well, what is a posture? And Alexander was like, your posture is this, you know, standing up. And Moshe would argue with him. He said, well, I think a posture is any moment when you're not moving. So right now you have a posture, right? I have this posture, but I could have this posture. So Moshe was interested. And this isn't the perfect way to stand. How could a person stand here, and you're so well organized that nothing hurts, or that you can move from that posture effortlessly into the next phase? You can move into action with no limitation. That was his definition of posture. So sleeping's a posture, right? So he looked at the more choice you have, the more freedom you have. And he called that becoming a very mature human being. When we become limited, like if this is the only way we can stand, if we can't stand on one foot, right, we're limited. Because there might be a situation when you're in a subway or whatever, and you're here at Sundance, and you're pushed up against a wall, and you need to only be on one foot. So his whole theory was about choice. The more choice you have to be in all different situations and circumstances in your body, you have freedom. Freedom of movement means life. Life means maturity. You're a healthy, vital individual. That's it in a nutshell. So you start taking away movement. You see somebody, right, that like does this, and their whole world changes. How they can get in and out of cars, go off steps, the time it takes to get everywhere. And then he looked at how does that impact the whole human being psychologically, emotionally, relationship-wise. I mean, it's like this whole can of worms, right? Everything gets affected. So he was after this high quality of having a lot of choices. And a lot of it stimulated from he was a judo master. And this is one of the things you learn in judo, is the more choice you have when an opponent is coming after you, and you can move in a variety of different directions, and you have all these options, the more efficient you are, the more likely you're going to survive. Right? Well, you needed a long rest. Okay, so let's come up to sitting one more time, see how we do with that before we go back to the floor. And either your hands, try your hands, let's do this, in a way that you didn't use them. So if your hands were on your knees, try them at your waist. If your fingers were in front, try your fingers behind. So make it something a little different. And see if you can still, so almost like you're creating your self-challenge, and you can still get this rounding back. Yeah, it's harder when your hands, so Janelle, less leaning forward. That's it. So round back with your pelvis. There you go. That's better. And then come forward there. So really, you know, so now you're challenging yourself a little bit. You're making it a little bit more difficult with your hands somewhere else. That's it, Rick. And it's kind of amazing when you change one thing, you know, it's easy to lose the other parts. That's it. Really let this come forward. And want you to think more lift here. That's it. Like you're going to do a back bend in sitting. There. So to lift your chest, the belly has to come forward. That's it, Julie. That's it, Cindy. Get that mid back. Cindy, less, more arch. Take your shoulders back. Yeah, more arch. There you go. Good. Now from this seated position, go ahead and lean back onto your forearms, kind of like what we did on the stomach. You'll be from the elbow to the hand. Yeah, the Sphinx, but have your knees open, soles are great. And now let's do the same thing. So if you widen your back and pull your chest in, your chin drops, right? And then you're going to push your chest out, let it lift to the ceiling, and carefully let your head start to hang back. So your head only hangs back as much as your chest comes forward. And you're really, that's it. Now you really have to feel the freedom of the belly coming forward. See, this has to really push out to make the head safe. And now lift the head, and then bring this chest in. Now come back all the way. Yeah, that way. And now reverse it and bring this forward. Suck the belly in. There. And then go the other way. There. That's it, Rick. There you go. There, there. Great. You want to feel all this. That's it. And then let this come back. And really lean on those arms. That's it. Let this come forward. Good. Nice. Okay, and now let's lie down on your back. I think, Julie, you'd be all up for a documentary, right, on Moshe? Yes, no? No, that wouldn't it be, I think it would be amazing. He was just an amazing man.
Oh, I'll participate, sure.
No, I mean, I think it would be enjoyable for you. He had a really amazing history. Really amazing history.
Where is he originally from?
He was born in Russia and then ended up in, was in Israel. And so, like I said, he learned judo and he taught judo actually to all the Russian military for survival.
And his name is Moshe?
Moshe Feldenkrais. Yeah. It was one of his many things. But he started the first judo club in France.
Oh.
And he really was quite a thinker. So let's go back to the first two movements that we started with, which was to begin to lift your head, draw your chin down, and as soon as you do, you lift your chest, have your palms down, see if you can come up higher. Like, could you come up to sitting now? Yeah. Where'd that come from? There, and then you go back down. So you really feel this, like, I think again of a hammock. You really have to create this hammock thing with yourself. And then the opposite way, well, yeah, go ahead, you can come up and sit again. Let's just do sitting a couple times. That's it. So there's this moment, though, Janelle, when you're coming up, as soon as you get, yeah, not quite that far. So Julie, go back a little bit, right about there. Now start pushing the belly out. And watch what, push the belly out and let the chest and the chin come forward. But come forward there like that. So then you're really sitting on your sit bones. Now start to let it go and round back. So right about there is this place where you transition in the pelvis with the belly. I usually don't like to use visuals, but today's okay. And what's useful to do is to stop in the halfway place. So bring yourself up, that's it, and then come up more, Rick. And right about there, now see if you can push your belly forward and your chest and still come up to sitting, keeping your belly forward and your chest. There, your knees can bend. That, bring your chest forward. There. Now start to round back a little bit. Yeah, that's what I want. Now round back. Nope, round. Round. That's the safe way. And now reverse it. Push out. There. I want you to feel the power that your pelvis and your back has. There. And now push out. There. And now round. And now you can go a little further. And now come up and push out. That's it. So a little sooner, Jeanette. There you go. Push out. There you go. Good. Good. So right there, stop. And now from here, push that belly out, back. There you go. And chest. There. That's lighter. Yeah. And now start to go back. And now stop there and reverse it. Push out. There.
No movement.
That's it. That's it, Cindy. Now right there, there you go. Bring that chest forward. Not leaning forward. Now what? At that last part, you're just leaning in your hips. I want your chest to pop out. So go back a little bit to right there. And now pop the chest out. That's what I want more of. Go back a little. Stop. Now push the belly and chest. Big, big, big chest. Bigger chest. There you go. And now round back. Swoop back into it quick. There you go. There. There. Okay, lie back. Okay, rest. Everybody rest. We'll do one last movement. Okay, so let's go back to the other first movement we did on our back. So I think, Rick, you didn't get this one, but now you do at the end, which is fine. So you're going to take your head back, right? The chin moves away from your chest. And, Rick, you press your head into the floor so your chest lifts. Your wife knows this one really well. So, yeah, you want to lift, lift, lift. So even the shoulder blades, everything's off the floor, and you use, let me stand over you, you're using the top of your head. That's it. To create, there you go, and really, there! Yeah, I really want you to feel how solid your head is to do that. It can hold all this up. Yeah, it can. It really can. And now let it come back down. So as you take the chin back, so start with your chin here. As you take it back, the minute you do, pop this up. There. There. Let those shoulders relax. That's it, they're just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
There. And now sink back down. Okay, now take the, there you go. That's it. So really feel how powerful. Are you okay?
Yep.
So take your head, there, get that chest up. There, look at how big that is. Now maybe a small dog can go under the back, right? A little Yorkie Terrier, how about that? Is that better than the rat or the snake?
Just a furry rat.
It's a furry rat, still kind of in that category. Makes more noise too, it's a little more yappy. That's it, so try that a couple times. Good, okay, and then rest on your back. And now just take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back now. How your shoulders feel and how that area in between the shoulder blades, your spine, that whole area, because we've done so much in that area today, how that feels. And then how your lower back and your pelvis feels. And then how you're breathing, just the amount of breath and volume that you have now. the ease in which your breath actually travels to areas in your back, in your chest, in your abdomen. And then just notice how your head is resting on the floor. And maybe it's a little different, maybe it feels pretty much the same, but my guess is somehow it's a little different. And then if you'd like, you can even roll your head now a little to the left, to the right, and just feel what the rolling of your head is like. Some people almost have feelings of like there's gravel in there, and then all of a sudden that noise is all gone. Your neck feels longer, smoother. Good. Okay. And then just take one last moment to really sense how you feel, and then kind of like, since I did some story talking about Moshe today, is that not just physically how you feel, but notice how you overall feel. Like if you came in, let's say, in a hurry or tense or worried about something, how that state of yourself, like we have all these different states, right? How that state has changed. And you could ask yourself, how many states of myself have actually been affected from doing these movements. It's just a nice question to ask yourself, you know, see what's changed. So probably more's changed than you even thought. Okay, so in saying that, go ahead.